Okay, obviously it was a poor performance by us today. I thought defensively we were very poor, lethargic, didn't get off blocks, didn't make tackles, busted coverage, didn't cover people, poor on third down. Offensively, we started out the game 3-3 and outs. And I had three drives over 80 yards for touchdowns, so not a very good day today. Questions?
Did you see a lack of effort on your defense's part?
I don't know. We look lethargic today. I don't know if it was lack of effort or if it was, I don't know, I'll have to look at the tape.
Did you see anything like this in the way the team practiced during the week, that something like this could happen?
No.
Mike, your defense has been so competitive all year and fiery. I mean, any ideas why that kind of seemed to set in today?
No.
Mike, do you think that maybe the adversity and all the injuries that have been piled up on this team just finally got to you?
No, that didn't have anything to do with it today. It had nothing to do with it.
Some of the penalties, leave you scratching your head a little bit too with some of those mistakes, especially Lynn balls on the
point there. Yeah, I mean, you know, we fall on a guy, they know it's a penalty, it's a 10-yard field goal or something. We jump off sides on third down. The first third down, it's an easy route we don't cover. It was disappointing.
Do you have any idea why in such a big game that, you know, really across the board that the team just did not play today?
No, I just said no. I had no idea.
How did you feel Adrian Peterson looked
today?
Say what?
Do you feel like Adrian was ready? Was he 100%, or was it a little too early to throw him back in?
No, I think he was 100%.
How do you feel he looked? How do you feel he ran?
Yeah, he looked fine. Fumbled the ball.
Did you, you know, he came out on the radio and said he was playing Friday. I know you like to keep things under the vest. Would you have hoped he wouldn't have said that and maybe it wouldn't come out till Saturday? Did you care enough?
No.
Did you have a certain message for the team after the game?
Yes.
Anything you care to share?
Basically what I just told you.
What happened on the Bradford pick near the end of the first half? Was that a similar thing to what the Lions did coverage-wise?
I don't remember it, Matt, honest. I might have been doing some defense at that point. I don't remember.
28 seconds left. Any sense of just taking a knee and getting out of there, too?
Well, I mean, you know, it's still early in the half, so we're still early in the game.
Where do you go from here now, Mike?
Back to work. I want to find out who's going to fight, because that was not a fighting performance there. They were more physical than us today. They were played with more tenacity than we did. And that's usually not how it goes. So we'll find out.
Was there anything at all the team did well today?
Not that I can think of.
Mike, why did you opt to go with Joe Berger at right guard as opposed to putting him at center and maybe playing someone else at guard?
Who'd you want to play at guard?
Zach Aaron?
No. I didn't want to do that.
Like a lot of the guys in there obviously thought that you had to win the last three to make the playoffs. I mean, what's kind of the message going forward here with these final two games if indeed that has left as an option?
I just told you that I want to find the guys that are going to fight. So if they're not going to fight, they're going to get their butt out.
I know you never said it, but players were talking about winning out and that sort of stuff. Is that dangerous when you start talking about that versus just the game at hand?
I don't know. Players talk a lot about a lot of things.
They
obviously didn't play good today.
Did they do anything to keep from getting pressure on Luck? Did they do anything?
Well, we didn't stop the run, so we never stopped the run, so we never really had the opportunity to rush the quarterback.
Good. Is there any,